Hello, my beautiful heel hers. It's your favorite life coach Sherika, and welcome back to the sisterhood that I love to call the Heal Her Show, where we bring awareness to narcissistic abuse, but more importantly, we encourage, we empower, we uplift, and we heal the survivors. Now, today's show is about us, women. And our brain chemicals, and just the neurological chemistry that happens when we are trauma bonding and having cognitive dissonance, just kind of a breakdown of what that's about, what's going on. And as you all know, or you should know by now if you've been listening, that when I learn something, I bring it to you so that you can learn something. And we could all be knowledgeable together. So the more you know, the more tools you'll have to heal. So, yeah, I just want to start off a bit with saying it is Awareness Wednesday, so this is the topic for Awareness Wednesday, and I will mostly be talking about isotopsin. So let's get into it, shall we? So firstly, love affects the same, affects the brain the same way a drug would, and that's like in a regular relationship, in a toxic relationship, that's just kind of like what happens. But it's a little different with someone who has experienced things like trauma bond, cognitive dissonance, things like that, or just you know, emotional abuse early on. You kind of you bond differently. So this is what keeps us stuck, because of that addictive trait, that addictive thing that happens when we are, when we first meet someone and we start bonding with them and liking them and we're in a relationship with them. It can, you know, it's almost like the point of no return. It's very hard to walk away. Many times we have the story of staying too long. Most of us, we always say, oh, I always stay too long in these relationships. They go bad, they're sour, and I'm still sticking around holding on. And when you come out of it, you're like, I don't know what I was holding on to. But many people on the outside tend to feel like, you know, I don't know what's wrong with her, why she don't just walk away. And they don't really realize, like, it's just not that easy. You know, on the outside, if you're... you haven't endured this kind of abuse, then you won't get it. You won't understand what it's like to be in it. And so most people won't have sympathy for you, because they're like, she should just walk away. It's that simple. And it's really not. They don't realize that, you know, the way the brain is set up, the way your brain is set up, it stops you from walking away from the narcissist, from being able to, or, you know, you kind of convince yourself that it's just very easy to talk yourself out of leaving, and you will make excuses for them. It's just so many things that go on. It's not that easy just to get up and walk away. And you're addicted to the narcissist, you know. When the abuse happens, you know, it happens for numbers of reasons, but when it comes to our brain chemistry, we have something called oxytocin, which contributes to our bond. That's what makes you bond, is the oxytocin. When it is dispersed, when it comes out, it is automatically something that makes you want to bond with someone. And then you have like these opioids, which is the pleasure, pain, or dependence on the narcissist, that kind of thing. Those are the things that make you feel that. And Then we have the dopamine, which is like those cravings that we have for the narcissist when we leave, or if they leave us, however it may be, you have like those cravings for them, like, oh, I just want to call them, oh, I just want to look, you know, look at pictures of them, I just want to, like, I want to know where they are. You know, that phase that we go through when we're seeking and we're obsessing and we're needing them, we're needing that person. You know, what we have to understand is that, you know, in our brains, our brain has undergone this kind of abuse, and it's just harder than ever to make logical decisions at that point. You know, it's a lot of things that are dysfunctioning when you're in that kind of abuse, and it throws off your ability to make logical you know, decisions that are right or that are maybe in your best interest or like responsible. It's just not something that is easy. If you don't know what's going on, it's hard for you to like counter that. And it's just difficult to, it's also difficult to manage your emotions when it comes to like, you know, that kind of situation, that kind of abuse. A lot of things are going on at the same time, and you know, we as women, we release this oxytocin, and it's a direct response to our environment, our social environment. You know, it's a reaction. So if you're in a relationship with someone who's acting the damn fool and stressing you out, the oxytocin is a response. It will respond. It will start to spill, and which makes you remember, oxytocin is what makes you bond. So that's why you go chasing after them, no matter how bad they've been or, you know, how horrible they may treat you. This is another reason why you go, and you will go and chase them. You will go after them, or you will make excuses for them, or you will do all that you can to try and fix the situation, because, you know, it's unbearable, really. And much of it, you know, that oxytocin thing can also make you have like this sense of loneliness if you can't bond, because it's, you know, like you're attaching to them, but they're not attaching back. So you're like, well, what do I need to fix? What do I need to do? How can I change to make this okay? And so that's that feeling of like, I'm doing everything I possibly can, and that can be frustrating and stressful. So when women, you know, release this oxytocin, this chemical in us and women, it's actually increased. We actually release an increased amount when we are stressed out. And it's very chaotic. And it totally, to me, when I read this, it really, really explained that feeling of like craving them and wanting them and chasing after them. It just resonates. It really makes sense to me. And I just felt like I really, really wanted to talk about that. And the good news is that oxytocin also can be used to reduce your stress levels and your anxiety when you are aware of it. You can actually change the trajectory of your stress levels, but you have to be aware of that. It all depends on your social environment. So who are you socializing with? It cannot be the narcissist. It cannot be someone toxic. This is when you find your new people. This is when you get into those support groups and you get new friends, or you get around new people that will be positive, that will not cause you to be stressed out, that will cause you to feel more understood and heard and not crazy, which will drive you crazy and make you more stressed out. So it is important for you to be more aware and take charge of your environment and your social world, because that, you know, the fact that, and then also we're empaths, so we we bond deeply with our friends or whoever it is that we're socializing with. It is a total, it's a different kind of bond that we have as empaths. So it's just important to be aware of that chemical that comes out when you are and it's not even you. It's like the it depends on someone else's actions that actually cause this chemical to come out. So you want positive people around you that will cause positive oxytocin to come out and keep and not make you stressed out. And just, you know, just for FYI, we get into these harmful relationships because our brain can, our brain chemistry creates that false sense of connection. And just thanks to the dysregulation that happens in our minds because of the abuse. And many times we come from abusive homes, abusive parents. So your brain has been this way for a long time. It's been this way for a while. So it's, you know, if you're just now waking up to it and you're just now like learning about this, I would suggest like really doing a lot of research and figuring out like, how can I consciously go about being more interactive or aware of this oxytocin chemical that does come out. And just because you're a woman, it is an increased amount that comes out. It's, and it depends on other people's actions. So it's just important to be aware of that. And I definitely want to come on here and share that. Hopefully you understood it. I know it's a lot of like chemical talk and things like that, but again, you can always go on the internet, you can always go on YouTube. I always suggest that. Do not just take my word for it. Do your own research, come up with your own solutions, and you know, add it to your toolbox of you know, healing utensils. So I definitely hope that this helps someone, that you can relate and you can also be healed by this. And I appreciate you listening and tuning in. Once again, this is your host, Life Coach Sherika. I'm wishing you peace, love, and light, and regulation of your oxytocin. Peace.